Hello and happy Monday. This is Susan Hyatt and it's go time. If you're new to this show, welcome. This is a show where we talk about goals and courage and going after what you really want in life. This is episode number 140, but this is a special episode, y'all. This episode is part of a 7-part bonus series that I'm calling Attitude Adjustment. So why am I doing a series called Attitude Adjustment? What's this all about? Well, if you're anything like me, you have days when you just feel discouraged, days where you feel annoyed, or maybe a little bit lazy. You probably have days when you think things like, I never have enough time, or I don't have the resources that I need, or I'm working so hard to reach my goals, but everything is taking forever. All kinds of negative thoughts swirling through your mind, weighing heavily on you. We all have days like that. On days like that, what do you need? You need a major attitude adjustment. You need a new perspective, a new mindset, a new attitude. Because once you've got a new attitude, everything feels different. With a new attitude, you become unstoppable. You can conquer your goals and make things happen, even if conditions aren't perfect. A new attitude changes everything. So let's give you an attitude adjustment. Here's the first attitude that we need to adjust. I'm a fraud. Ugh, this is such a common one, especially among women. So many women think they're underqualified, even if that's not actually true. Maybe you find yourself thinking things like, I'm a fraud. I'm not qualified enough. I need a PhD. I need a second PhD. I need a third PhD, and I need a coaching certificate, and I need 20 years of experience, and then maybe I can raise my hourly rate. Maybe. I know that men deal with similar insecurities, but I think it's much more prevalent among women. The I'm a fraud thought is a crippling thought. It's a thought that can block you from doing all kinds of things. Block you from pursuing a new client, block you from starting a blog and sharing your ideas, block you from charging an appropriate hourly rate or charging anything at all. If you worry that you might be a fraud, my advice is to separate your thoughts from the facts, because there's a big difference between thoughts and facts. Thoughts are words, phrases, and statements that temporarily pass into your brain. They pass in, they pass out. They're fleeting. Sometimes they're true and sometimes they're not. And the tricky part is sometimes they feel or seem true even when they're not. And that's why you've got to be careful not to automatically believe everything you think. Now, facts are words, phrases, and statements that are undeniably true. Statements that can be backed up with evidence, statements that can be proven in a court of law. So let's do an exercise together. Grab your computer or get out a piece of paper and a pen. And at the top of the page, write down, sometimes I feel like a fraud. And below that, please write, however, this isn't true. I am not a fraud. In fact, I am very qualified because... And then write down the facts about what you've done in the past, the facts about what you've achieved, the facts about the training you've gotten, about your credentials, your victories, your wins. Make a list of the facts. Here's an example. Let's say you just graduated from life coaching school and you're a newly certified life coach. Yay! You want to work with clients and charge $150 an hour. But you feel insecure about officially launching your business. Like, maybe you're a fraud. So you would write down, sometimes I feel like a fraud. However, this isn't true. I'm not a fraud. In fact, I'm very qualified to offer life coaching services and charge $150 an hour because, and then you would write down a list of facts. Maybe you'll write down something like this. I'm very qualified to offer life coaching services and charge $150 an hour because, fact, I have a BA in psychology. Fact, I have a life coaching certificate from a top school. Fact, I've done 100 hours of practice coaching sessions. Fact, my clients have given me great feedback. I've helped people find new jobs. I've helped people create happier relationships. Several people said that I changed their whole life. Fact, I've done lots of brave things in my life, including traveling to 8 countries on my own. I don't just preach about courage to my clients. I walk my talk. Okay, that's a list of 5 facts, solid facts. Those are facts that could be proven in a court of law. They're undeniably true. Reading back that list of facts, do you still feel like a fraud? I sure hope not. This is a great exercise to do whenever you're feeling insecure, whenever your thoughts are running wild. Set aside your thoughts and focus on the facts. Write down the facts. Read back the facts. This can help you remember, oh, right, I forgot. I'm actually totally qualified and I'm totally awesome. Remember, just because you think something, that doesn't make it true. You might think that woman's name is Sharon, and maybe you're wrong about that. Maybe you misheard. Maybe her name is Megan. You might think it's 2 p.m. But maybe you're wrong about that. Maybe your clock is set to the wrong time and it's actually 3 p.m. You might think, I'm a fraud, and maybe you're wrong about that too. Look at the facts. The facts about your life, the facts about your career, the facts about what you've achieved. What do the facts have to say? Ditch the bullshit thought and instead trust the facts. Attitude adjustment complete. Have an amazing week. It's go time. Oh,